through the winds of the south, great servant Sajamama, come, come, come. Through the winds of the west, Mas Shogo Durango, come. To the winds of the north, hummingbird, grandmothers, grandfathers, ancient ones, come. Into the east, great Eagle Gondor, Pachamama, father's guide, come, come, come. All our guides, 100,000 angels. Hello, hello.
Hello. Now, I went back to an old link.
Oh, no.
Right. So the new one doesn't, the one you sent me this morning,
it's
doesn't
not the right one. Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I'm terrible like that. I'm so disorganized. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll send the link. Da, da, da. I'll just go into an email, copy the same one, but I didn't think that there was other ones. Oh, God, sorry.
No, it worked out.
I'm happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you. You look beautiful.
Oh, thanks. So do you. I love the blue on you. It looks so good.
Well, j'ai des yeux bleus.
Yeah, moi aussi.
I know. Donc, il faut. Comment ça va? Tout se passe bien?
Yeah, there's been so many things. You know, my mum got sick. I don't know if I said that. No, she fainted on Easter Sunday.
And no, I didn't know any of that.
Yeah, then she went to the hospital for 4 days and then she came out and they diagnosed that it was the thyroid, but she's way better. They've changed her medication and she just got another blood test yesterday to see if it's still good. And she's back to kind of normal-ish, you know, so way better than last time we spoke. And then Sophia's birthday yesterday. That's so funny that Richard's birthday
is
the same.
It's the same.
Like we have a special, very special person in our lives. Well, probably the most important person. That's the 5th of May.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Did she have, is she 10?
She's 11.
She turned 11.
I know. It's crazy. So that happened. And then on my love life.
Some cards came for you, and Guinevere showed up this morning. She was like, I'm gonna come. I was like, okay.
Again, because do you remember we had her last?
Has she come before?
Yeah, do you remember last time?
I forget.
I forget loads of stuff too, so don't worry.
Yeah. Okay, and so you're...
And no, so what happened was, I have to talk not so loud because Sophia doesn't know anything about it. Can you hear me?
Okay.
And so basically, Marvin, so the guy I told you about, he came, I'd visualized in the summer, you know, do you remember he got with my friend? He phoned me a week after our session, I think, and he said, I was wondering, I don't know, he left a call and then he came up to me at the school because we have kids in the same school and he came and sat down next to me and he was like, oh, I was wondering if you could give me a healing because I'd offered him a healing back for his birthday. That was the gift. And he'd never talked about it. And then I said, I couldn't control it, but it just came out and I was like, I'm sorry, I can't give you a healing because I have a crush on you. And I just said that like that. And he was like, oh, well, that's why I wasn't going to ask you. And I'd been holding myself back to ask because I didn't feel it was appropriate because I also have a crush on you. Sophia, what are you doing? Okay. I don't want you to listen. That's the whole point of those two doors being closed and you just sneaked in. You have to knock.
Do you want me to sing? Did she leave? I can sing.
No, happy birthday. She's there still, but I didn't hear her.
Come here, Sophia. Let me say hi to her.
See Janeline. Do you know her husband's birthday is the 5th of May?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sophia. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
One day late. But I thought of you all day yesterday.
Yeah, she was at school actually, but she said she liked going to school on her birthday, didn't you? Yeah.
Did you have a fun birthday?
Yes. She got a tablet to just ring. Yeah.
No,
Very
that's huge.
hard.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. You look so pretty. Okay, thanks for saying hello.
See you later.
Bye.
Love you. I think Cosmo wants to be with you. Oh, the foam thing in my bag. Oh no, do you remember you? Oh, that probably was left in Knox's car. But you can fill up with soap that, I think. Close the door. Close the door. It's not going to.
Trop, trop précoce.
Trop précoce, toujours qui écoute avec les oreilles.
Ah oui.
I'm just going to close the door because you didn't close it. I was like, I had a feeling that was going to happen, and I didn't want her, I don't want her to know because she just gets so in her head, and the way she was about Yannick was so annoying that I was just like, I'm not going to say anything at all to her.
Yeah. Oh,
But
yeah.
anyway, that happened, and then I said, no, I can't, and he said, okay, and then nothing happened after that for weeks, I think a whole month, and then we kept meeting. Get meeting everywhere where we're out randomly with the kids at the river swimming. It was really nice weather here. Yeah, you must have had amazing weather then.
We did. We did.
Oh my God. And then kind of nothing really happened. And then one day he just phoned me up and we started chatting, 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 and then he was kind of like, yeah, I have a crush on you, na na na. And we were just talking. And then, so last night he phoned me about 11:30 because the kids go to sleep and all that. And we just chatted till 2 in the morning. Like, really crazy. And then a week before that, I'd gone for lunch with some of my girlfriends and they were like, he did tell you he was free for 10 days because I was like, he hasn't asked me on a date. Nah, nah, nah. And then they were like, I think you need to be clear when you're free. So I sent a time. So actually, we're meeting tomorrow. We're meeting tomorrow. We've got a date tomorrow to go for a walk, like a hike. So I'm shitting myself.
Ouais. Okay, so il a fini avec l'autre. Ça
No,
y est.
oh, so yeah, the story is when, because I said, oh, I don't want to give you the healing because actually I feel that I couldn't be neutral with you because I've got my healings got hurt, my feelings got hurt, my feelings got hurt when this happened. And then I said, you got with my friend Nana. And he was like, and I said, oh, I heard that you declared that you were really into Nana. And he was like, that's not what happened. He said she jumped on me at the end of the party and then started wanting to be with me. And I was like, you know, I never said anything that I'd been into her since the first time I met her, na na na. So everything she told me was not what he told me. So there's two sides of the story. And I do feel that I believe him because he could have said, yeah, it's true, I had feelings for her, but actually it didn't work out. You know, he didn't, I mean, for him, there was no point in lying at that, you know, about that. So
So that was just a one time.
they slept together and they got together, and then he said, that's finished months ago, because this was in September. And he's like, oh,
Yeah.
that finished months ago. And weirdly, since then, I've been seeing her around, and she's just giving me these sad puppy eyes all the time. And I'm just like, you lied to me. That same night, I was saying how much I was attracted to him, na na na. And she still was like, oh, I've got all these other guys, but I'll wait till she leaves. And she did start acting strange at the party before I left, you know, as if it was like she was beelining for him a bit. So I don't want to be her friend, basically. But I just, and then weirdly, a few weeks, no, like a week ago, I said to my guides, I was like, oh, if he's outside, because he has a shop in town. And I said, oh, if he has a shop, if he's at the shop, and it was like 8 o'clock, and Sophia was sleeping at a friend's, and I was like, oh, if he's at the shop, then it's a sign. And I kept doing this, and I kept getting confirmation. And then I drove past the shop, and there was a big party at the shop. They were having like a kind of gathering of all the creators. And one of my friends was there, and she was like, oh, Kesha, come in. And so I went in, and he was there, and he was like, yeah, come. And then she arrived, and she was just soup because she has her stuff in his shop. So that's how they linked up. And she was all moody, and I was just like, oh my God, I have to go. Like, I'm just, but I was civil. I said hello, and but she just was like, sulking. And I was like, why are you sulking? I mean, you, do you know what I mean? It was like, you should be like, oh, I'm really sorry what happened or something. But no, it was like I was the one not talking to her or whatever. Yeah, because she messaged me too, saying, oh, do you want to meet up? Do you want to chat? And I was like, no, I'm busy with work. I don't want to. It's too awkward. I just said that. So
You
anyway,
said it's. You said that it's too awkward.
I said je, not. I said
Qu'est-ce que t'as
je
dit?
suis gênée. La situation me gêne. Je veux me concentrer sur mon travail.
Ah bon, très bien. Non, mais c'est très honnête et il n'y avait pas de
Yeah, it was
blame.
neutral but honest. So I was like, oh, okay, that's good. And so now, yeah, I'm kind of like, but so this is the but. He at the beginning, I really freaked out. So when he start reaching out, and I put up a lot of walls, I was like, if it's for life, then no. I said, what are you looking for? And he's like, oh, I'm just looking for things in the moment, which for me is a red flag. And then he also was talking about his ex in a not good way. And I just, there was all these signs where I was like, oh God, terrified. And yet we've spoken twice on the phone now, and every time it's been really, like I'll just say, to be super honest, this is how I'm feeling or something, and he'll just be like, oh, okay, yeah, let me explain that. And our conversations seem to be like, I've never had conversations with someone like that, where he'll see and he'll be like, oh, you're triggered, you're scared, you're putting up boundaries. And I'm like, yeah, that's this, and da da da. And he'll be able to see me in a way that no man has ever seen me. It's like he's sort of seeing from above, and I'm seeing him from above. So I'll be pointing out stuff about his behavior. So it's crazy. And I feel like if I, Archangel Raphael's been with us the whole time.
Oh, good. For
And
healing, but for healing both of you.
yeah, for healing
Yeah.
both of us. And I feel like after talking last night, and then there's the date tomorrow, so it's like, I feel like I could get so hurt here, but at the same time, it's like I almost feel like I can't avoid it because my heart's so activated.
Okay.
I'm scared because he also said, I said, because I was asked out by this guy, this other guy, and I got, he then said, he said, oh, so you're open to dates. And I was like, well, yeah, I'm open to dates, just you haven't really asked me to go and drink a coffee or anything. And I deliberately stepped back, like I've just been really, like it's been so painful, but I've just been like, I'm in my feminine, I get what I want, I'm not acting, I'm not in the masculine. And I failed several times where I've sent messages, but I feel like he then, so tomorrow, it's like he's like, ah, oh, j'ai été trop nul en fait, je suis trop nul, j'ai pas. And I think he's never had to be in his masculine energy and go and ask for a date because all the women just keep coming to him.
Ah.
And so I deliberately didn't do that. And now he's having to plan the date. And last night, the way he talked about it was like click, 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 you know? So I
Oh.
don't know. I'm scared. Like, I'm scared. I'm really scared. Oh, and no, and that's the one last thing. But he basically said, oh, if you're open to going on dates with other people, because he said, oh, I want to live in the moment, which I hate when people say that. And then he's like, there's this other girl that I'm kind of into. And that's this morning what's the only thing I can think about. I don't feel threatened, but I feel like, is this really safe? But at the same time, he's also said, you know, because he was like, I don't want anything serious. But since then, on the phone, he's been kind of like, I think you're my person. No, he said, you could be my person, but I don't want to tell you that. You're pushing me to tell you that a bit.
You're not pushing him to tell you that. It
No,
would be
but he said,
his heart is pushing him to tell you that. And I think that's why he divulged to you then too. Well, I have this other person I'm interested in over here too, because it's scary for him too.
yeah, exactly. I think he's said that several times of like he's scared to get hurt, da da da. But it's like the energy was flowing yesterday, it felt so like, I don't know, it's like if I had to say, oh, if he no, because when I was so this is another weird thing. Oh God, I could talk to you for hours, I'm sorry.
No, keep talking, because I've got this going too,
Okay.
because I've been asking about this. So
Good,
keep
good.
talking.
So basically, last night, I don't know if you know the film Cool Runnings with the bobsleigh Rasta team.
Yes, I do.
So we watched that when I was probably Sophia's age, and I was in love with all the guys in it.
Of course.
And last night, my brothers were here for Sophia's birthday, and they put on that movie. So I was like, that's weird. Like, he's from Guadeloupe, you know, he's from the islands.
I
He's.
did. I had no idea.
I've never said this. Okay, so he's Métis. So he's like Sophia. And we went to the beach one day, and there was this girl I just met, really nice girl. And she was like, oh, so is this your family? Because Sophia kept
Yeah.
like, it's his kid, you know? So yeah, and then. So the movie was on last night, and I was like, oh, that's just so weird. Why would they put that movie on? And then I was like, that's where this vision of my ideal partner, like since I'm a kid, would look like him, you know?
Yes,
So,
yes.
and I was like, why was that image so strongly implanted? And then Sophia's dad, he's white, but he's got, you know, his dad is Métis. And so that was the thing that made me fall for him, you know,
Right.
because always I wanted a Métis baby, and then I got Sophia, and then so now I'm just like, oh my God, imagine if that image was so clearly put into me as a kid, and that was like, you know, that's how it feels. But then there's the other part of me that's like, oh yeah, it's really gonna happen that way. That would be too insane.
I got, well, I'm getting a yes on all of that.
Okay.
So, however you
You did call it. I don't know if you remember
decide.
the last channeling you did, but you were like, he's just round the corner. Do you know Gwendolyn, the fairy, came in and you channeled this message about my love was here and he was round the corner. And he literally lives like 5 minutes down the road, round the corner, like literally
And
round.
what's his shop? What shop does he have?
So he makes jewelry out of seeds from Guadeloupe. So very like Pachamama kind of, and
Yes.
he's the owner with another guy or two other guys, I'm not sure, but they own the shop, and then people put their stuff in the shop and they sell and they take 30.
For consignment. Uh-huh. For consignment.
But he's been
Okay.
doing that for I think 20 years, making jewelry and sort of, you know, has been making his money that way. And then he's also a DJ, so
Donc, il gagne bien, ou comme ci, comme ça.
Well, I mean, he told me at Christmas he made like 13,000 euro, so that for here where I live is really a lot. And he's very hardworking, which
Good.
me as a Capricorn is really important,
Right.
like I like
Right.
to work, so if someone's working, that's important,
Yeah. Well, being, I feel motherly towards you, so I had to ask that question.
Okay. I like it. But he's entrepreneurial, and I think
I like that.
and we already talked about possibility of working together, just like either me wearing the jewelry on the videos and then selling them, or him DJing and us dancing in the areas here, which is kind of what I've been wanting to do for years, to learn how to DJ, and because I love to dance. So anyway, I can see, God, if it worked out, it'd be so awesome. Oh my God.
Et avec les enfants,
Well,
elle.
yeah, that's another thing though, because he wants more children, but last night he was like, well, I want more kids, but that doesn't mean I'm gonna not be with someone because they can't have kids or whatever. But then my sort of astrology is all about the fifth house and having kids, and I was like, God, he's the only person I can think of that I'd be like, oh yeah, no, I just have two more kids right now. I don't care.
You could. I mean, you still can avec ton corps, même à l'âge 41. Tu as 41, n'est-ce pas? Même à, ça va. Tu peux
So,
pas
and I
encore dire.
can kind of feel that energy of like, oh my God, that could be a thing, which is crazy. Holy shit. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see. Let's channel. Let me channel for you.
Yeah, because I.
I
Yeah.
want to channel for you, and you ask. But it was funny because
Wow.
Guinevere, she showed up, and it was this. So we've called in protection, asked for the presence of 100,000 angels, and I've already prepared. You've prepared too. Dear Jesus, please be with us because we're two or more gathered in prayer. There you are, and here he is. And so he always is present for the readings. It was this. This is the Doreen Virtue book, The Lady Guinevere. You have this book, I'm sure, huh?
I did have that book, but I don't think I still have it because I've moved away so many times.
Right. And Doreen.
No, wait. Is this?
Look at this. All right. That's the picture. That's who came. And so she says,
It this? Is
it's
it?
that one. And so it's Guinevere from Enid, UK. And
No, I found this in a boîte à livres. This.
oui. Ah bon. So look at the bottom paragraph. She says, romantic entanglement is my specialty, for I have empathetic resonance with every woman who has suffered the fate of feeling unloved or unlovable in quest of romance. Any
Wow.
woman who feels she's on the wrong foot in a man's world, which I'm so glad you stepped back and let your feminine come forward on uncharted territory, should explore this world with me as her steady companion. So ask her to be with you. And then
Wow.
it was also this, I saw this invocation on the next page.
Oh yeah, I can see it. Yeah. I have
Right.
it in French. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's in French. C'est en français? Oh, alors. I'll read it in English. Sister Guinevere, you appreciate the depth of love within my heart and my capacity to give to another. You understand my desires completely. I now give you permission to intervene as my romantic intermediary, preparing for a wonderful relationship and opening my heart and mind to profound love infused with spirituality, honor, trust, and commitment. Thank you for helping me with my one true love without delay. Kiss the drawing of the heart, hold it to your chest,
Okay, I'll
and
do that
imagine it's your
afterwards.
soulmate. Yeah, I thought you might. But I do feel like with il s'appelle Marvin, comme ça.
Marvin.
Marvin.
No,
Marvin.
Marvin. In
He
you say
pronounced it
English.
Marvin in
Yeah.
English.
Yeah, like Marvin Gaye.
Like Marvin Gaye.
That's my
Oh,
reference.
I like Marvin Gaye.
Me too,
Even
I
though I'm
love.
old, I like Marvin Gaye.
Me too.
But May, I do feel like he's got more of a spiritual twist and ability to him, spiritual and mystic
He's
together.
yeah, really strong, and he hasn't really developed it. It's kind of naturally there, but it's sort of something that he said, because we were both like, are we projecting onto each other? And he was like, well, for me, I'm looking to connect to my inner shaman, so maybe I'm projecting that onto you, and that's what I'm attracted to in you. Like I was saying, I'm attracted to the island tribe man that I so long for, you know. Ah, yes.
Do you have this deck?
No, but I do it online on her website all the time.
Okay, so three of them just flew out
Wow.
for you. And so the first one, this is the order in which they fell.
Okay.
The first one, and I don't pay attention to whether upside down or whatever.
No,
So
me neither. I don't think she
yeah,
does it in that deck either.
she does
Oh, she does? Okay.
reversed. But 44, the emergence of hope is the first one. So that's hope in its truest manifestation is believing in the goodness within people and placing our trust in a positive, meaningful outcome. Today, everything good that you are aligned with is true. You're attracted to act towards your beautiful, fulfilling destiny. Some things might be taking longer than expected, always, perhaps loss. Perhaps loss has taken you on a temporary, shady, and unfamiliar path, but nothing is truly lost. And so I think this is interesting.
Yeah, because the last 8 months have been me going through that because of what happened with my friend and all that. So that's that resonates.
It does. And she said, it's allow the emergence of hope to take root in your heart.
Yeah.
Be patient and trust that all is well.
That's what I've been doing. I just been keep affirming I'm with my divine partner, be it him or be it someone else. I'm with my divine partner. Everything is good. Like I've just been kind of trying to pull back my energy of fear so much and just residing in that kind of, yeah, the hope basically, or the manifestation that it's already done and it cannot be taken from me if it is mine, you know.
That's true. It's true. And
Yeah.
I think so you haven't kissed him yet, right?
Nothing. We haven't spent any time, the two of us, ever. Just the two.
Tomorrow.
Just the tomorrow at 9, we're going for a walk after I drop Sophie off, and then we're going for a walk at this beautiful site, like really nice. And he planned it, and he even said, oh, I'm actually really romantic. And I was like, oh, are you? Because it just doesn't show.
Yeah, you just be
Yeah,
like
I'm just
this.
sitting back. That's all I'm doing. I'm just being like, receiving with grace, receiving with grace. But I'm not going to bring anything. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to completely go into
Bravo.
my feminine.
Ceci. Sisa.
Yeah.
Okay. This was the second card. It's number 13.
Can I
It's
see it?
called Listening to the Ancestors.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Let me see what pops out on this one. Oh, okay. Listening to the answer. Okay, I went straight to this. You might also be recognizing a pattern or wound from the past coming to light. Do not fret. This is a beautiful invitation to see how far that you have come.
That's actually the main concern I have is, am I being misled because I'm getting red flags that I would normally just go, fuck that, I'm not going there.
Right.
And yet, every single time I get the pass unknown, go anyway, get hurt if you need to, don't back away. But it is really difficult because it's like, there's the thing with Sophia's dad, and I'm like, God, you know what? If it's just that again,
A repeat.
Yeah. You know?
Sophie, a repeat of her relationship with Sophie's dad.
And yet he called me out on it and said, he said,
Oh.
"You're projecting Sophia's dad stuff onto me
Right.
because I'm similar skin color," or, and he's like, "I'm not though." So, I mean, he's been calling it out. He's been calling it all out, which is fucking crazy to me because normally people don't see that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay, last one was, oh, these were amazing. It's number 36, another chance to be.
That's it. That's what they're saying. They're just like, be, stop doing be.
It says, let's see, the universe is giving you the gift of a second chance. All right. And so if the renewal, if the renewal is of a relationship, it can be a beautiful thing. After a challenge and disconnection, you now may have a better understanding of each other's needs. Interesting. Then you can make the conscious decision to move forward and evolve together, perhaps with changes to the shape of the relationship. These were amazing.
Amazing.
I never use these cards.
Oh wow. Okay.
Not in my normal, but Jesus said these were for you, so
Wow. God, that's so spot on. Spot on.
they were.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
They were. All right. Let's see. I'm gonna channel. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
And then I'll do yours.
This is
I've
okay.
also got cards out.
So we asked for the highest and best. All right. I asked for a cautious team of light, which is mine, of course. Jesus, Mother Mary, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Michael. Ah, for a message of love. This is okay. Beloved Akasha, greetings. It is I, Michael. Beloved one, you are strong beyond all measure. And so you do know when to be the guard to your heart. And when to allow the door to be opened. Not afraid to open the door, for you have the strength and the light and the might to decipher any particular messages that come to you for protection. For of course, your little one lives in your heart. You will always, always protect her. There is no doubt about that at all. And you will be protecting yourself as well. You have learned much through your years upon the planet, beloved one. You are like Xena, warrior princess. Xena?
Yeah, I
You
like
are like
Natasha.
Xena, warrior princess, very much in tune with what is right, what is the truth, and what will be. So do not doubt yourself, beloved Akasha. You have all the keys to the kingdom, you have that which will protect you and keep you on the correct path. However, there is more for you in this life than just being the guardian of the door. And so fear not. Listen to us as we are with you tomorrow on your walk. Ask for it to be clear. Ask for Raphael, myself, and Gabriel, as well as Ariel, to give you the correct words and to listen with discernment, beloved one. But listen to your heart. More than anything, let your heart lead, not your head. And you have a beautiful head. Very, very smart, but Allow your heart to be the leader of your feet.
Wow.
And we will be with you. And so it is. Amen, amen, amen. Interesting. Okay.
I
Well,
love
that was
that.
a surprise to me. I thought Magdalene was going to come. I saw Archangel Michael.
No, it's actually perfect because he's been with me like all week, and I kept calling him in, and he kept appearing. And the last channeling I did for the Rose des Sirènes was Archangel Michael. He came in and channeled everything. And I remember my retreat that I did, the one that didn't go very well. That was difficult for me. I remember he came through, and it was about Yannick and all that. So it's almost like he's a bit kind of, guiding me with the divine masculine. And it's true that, I mean, he's him and Jesus. It's like, I just want, that's who I want, So I think I'm not surprised. It's really true. And I think it is, there has been that thing about making sure Sophia is safe and not wanting to get pushed over because of it. And I do feel that let your heart be the leader of your feet is, this is what I'm letting myself go into. But if I was listening to my head, I would have not gone there at all. I would have walked away fully already. And my heart is like activated, and I cannot shut it down. It's like, I'm like, stop, stop. And it's like, and so I'm just like, okay, just let it. And when we were talking last night, it was so activated. I was just like, oh, is this hormones? But it doesn't feel like, I mean, it obviously is also hormones, but it felt like, it wasn't sexual. It was just
Big.
big love. It was like, I love
Big.
this person already, just because I recognize him from somewhere, it's like a soulmate or a twin flame or whatever. It's like, I know who you are. It's you. They've put this image in my heart, or I've put it in my heart, whatever. And so, but it does feel like too good to be true. So it's kind of like, that's why they're saying, the girl being at the door and being like, Xena, the warrior princess.
That was hilarious because I could see the outfit and everything, Zena.
I totally identify with that too because of the way I was brought up, and also like I was doing my muscu earlier, and I could see myself in the mirror, and I was like really muscly, and I was like, no one's gonna get me. But yeah, I guess I just have to keep walking forward and trusting without really, and it's okay that I'm scared. I think I've kind of given myself that allowance, and every time I've mentioned stuff like that to him, he's kind of completely debunked it immediately, being like, oh, well, this is this and this is this, and let me explain this and da, da, da. So, and I told him a bit about my background, and so I feel like I don't feel he would just not respect that, And Betsy had said in her channeling, like way before the summer, she was like, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. Thank you so much. It's so
You're
nice to be able
welcome.
to
Now,
talk to you about that.
do you have any questions? And we'll ask
I
Sylvia.
think the only question, I guess, well, these are kind of a bit fear questions, but one is, no, I actually have the answers, because I feel like the other woman, I feel not threatened by her at all, because I don't think anyone has my game right now, that they're all in their masculine energy. So, I don't feel that there's a threat there.
Right, she's not a threat, but her presence does complicate some things, it
Yeah,
looks like.
I feel like, and this is a new person, it's not my friend. I feel like that's someone else, like the other woman that he met.
Oh, the other, I was talking about the
Oh,
friend. I
her.
was The friend is not a threat, but her presence does still,
I
I mean,
feel like
it adds a little,
she's gonna try and mess things up for
she
me.
is.
For
She
sure,
is.
I've seen that. Yeah, but the other girl, I'm thinking, but I don't know if it's her. But the
Hold on. Yes. It's not your friend. It's someone who comes into the shop, though, and flirts with him a lot.
yeah, I think I know. He hasn't told me who it is, but I think she's called Marlene. I think it's her, but I'm not sure.
Marlene. It's not Marlene.
Okay,
Somebody else.
is it a girl called Lizzie?
Lizzie.
Lizzie. It's her. Do you know that's so weird? Because she and I played her. No, she's got a composed name, like a deux prénoms avec un tiret au milieu.
Yeah.
And in a family constellation, she chose me to play her rejected part. But she's married, as I she's to what I know, she's married. But I'm
Okay.
not threatened by her, but she would really try and get him, I'm sure. And she'll be pissed if I get with him. Like it will be, I'm sure it will trigger her bad.
Hey, Alor. Hey, Alor.
Yeah, true. And I feel like I don't feel at all threatened by her in if you know, a bit like the other girl, if he chooses her, then
In.
goodbye,
Right, gotcha.
yeah, exactly. Okay, that's cool though for the confirmation. And the other thing is, I did see a psychic a while back, but this was when I was with Yannick, and she said, don't have any more kids, but she did pick the Sun card. SON. And I'm just wondering, because right now, I mean, Sophia's 11, I could just cruise on into my 50s. It would be pretty fucking easy. But then there's also this thing of like, if I got with him and it was serious, I think ideally, if I could have a family and have a couple or three, maybe babies, like just, no, but like just have. Like a famille nombreuse, I think is kind of what I would dream
We let's see. Is it for her highest and best to have more children? It's totally up to you whether you want to have more children or not.
of. Okay.
I also saw, do you ever think of adoption? Would he would not be?
No, I would not. I just. I don't
No.
think I would want. I mean, I could. I've thought of being someone who would go and work in orphanages, and I would love that. But I'd feel like it's very complicated process in France. Very expensive. It's very. I don't think I could be. I don't think I want it enough. Do you know?
Yeah.
Like, if it was easy and there was kids that needed help, then I would definitely do that. But I think, I don't know about. I think there's a thing about making a baby together, though. That's.
True. Well, that's very intimate. I mean, that's wonderful,
Yeah, yeah.
So would, hold on, would her pregnancy be easy if she decided to get pregnant? Your pregnancy would go well.
Okay. Well, I think he and I would have a really click, because he said to me yesterday, because we ended up talking. About this, which is insane, but he was like, he's like, with my ex, she was told she never could have babies. There was 5%, and we still have a son together. And I'm sure that if it came to it and we did decide to have a baby, that nothing would stop us getting that baby. So,
In
and I
agreement.
feel because of my work and my, I think I would be like, of course we can have a baby. Do you know what I mean? So,
Yeah.
I think the two of us together would make a very strong kind of, oh yeah, of course. But it's insane that we're even saying that out loud.
But you're already thinking about
Okay.
that?
When the people's, I've been seeing that since the beginning with him. I think that's been one of the main thing. And then someone said it. They're like, oh, you're family. And I was like, oh.
Et lui, il a quel âge, lui?
We're the same age.
41. Okay.
Yeah, which is really nice because we're from the same generation, so we're exactly the same age.
That is nice.
Yeah,
That
it
is nice. I have that with Richard
I
and my,
really.
yeah, and you know, mon l'autre mari, il
Dix
avait 8 ans de plus.
ans. Yannick est
Et
10 years older.
yeah, you know, there's a difference there.
There is.
Même avec la musique, hein?
Yeah, music more than, yeah,
Television
sports.
shows, whatever.
References. Yeah,
All references.
definitely. Wow. Okay. Thank you so much. I don't have any more questions
You're
other
welcome.
than, do I?
You
No.
better email me tomorrow.
Yeah. I will.
Please
I will.
email me, or else I'm gonna, if you forget, I'll email you. What's gonna
It's crazy though, isn't it? It's so mad. Okay, so tell me about your trip. How was it?
Oh gosh, it was, thank you. It was wonderful. We met lots of people, and it was hard
Okay.
because we walked 200 miles, and it was,
Wow.
you know, we did it 8 years ago with our full packs. And this time I even gave him a little suitcase. Like I pulled off some of my weight and
Yeah.
had it transported. And I'm just slower. And that was hard for me because I've always been so fit, but I'm 8 years, I'll be 70 this year.
Yeah,
It's
that's
just like,
crazy that you can do that. Yeah.
well, I'm still, yeah, we're gonna do it again. But it just was, you know, I was comparing, I was
Yeah.
competing with myself. So I slowed down and accepted things more. It was no longer like, look how fit I am. I can go do this. It was, we got to Santiago and I just cried, cried and cried. It was, and you know, all these, oh, it was lovely. I love the Camino.
Oh
I
God,
love
I want to do that too, really. Before you told me about it, but yeah, I'd love to do that. It's so nice.
I love it.
Wow.
It's, you would love it.
Yeah, I love walking. Walking's my thing as well. So, but how is your body and your knees and your, what were you worried about? I can't remember either.
It was my arthritis in my left foot.
That's it. And how was that?
It worked out okay. All I did, I just rubbed stuff on it. If it got too painful, I took some ibuprofen.
Okay, good. Yeah, good.
It worked.
I know, miraculous. Miraculous.
I love vitamin I. That's what they call
Yeah.
ibuprofen. But I don't abuse it,
No, that's good.
but
And it does help, you know, so when it's needed. So that's great. And now, how's your foot? Now you're back?
it's fine. I
Okay.
mean, it has, I still, like I walked, we walked 4 miles this morning before the call,
Oh.
and you know, it's fine. If it gets sore later, you know, I'll rub some stuff
Okay.
on it, and
So
it just talks to me.
it's your left foot though?
Yes.
Left foot. Okay. We'll just see if that comes up. I'm just gonna write it down.
Okay, thank you.
So the guide said before they were like, what is her intention? What is she saying? It seems to be like there's something that's like almost, it's too strong a word, but burning inside you of like, I want this, or this is wait, something you're trying to manifest, or that you want, or an intention, or there's something, but they're telling me it's not. It's almost a bit similar to, it's like the card you picked of, you know, it's okay to imagine it. It can be possible. This can be your destiny. Do you know what they're talking about?
I do.
Okay, because that they want you to formulate that intention into words and to
Okay.
have it so clear as an intention that you start be like taking flight with it. It's already happened. Why I'm saying this is because I got the eagle, so it's like
Oh.
the heart, and it's like you probably saw lots of eagles maybe when you were walking, maybe, or not
We
eagles,
saw lots of birds,
yeah.
lots of birds.
And so it's like, don't be the chicken, be the eagle. That's the message. It's like, take flight now, open up fully.
This is making perfect sense, and I'll share
Okay,
it with you in a
so
minute.
good. Okay. Then Artemis came out
Yes.
and then she flicked off the table and I was like, "What is that?" And she was like, "She's not being clear enough. This need for absolute faith and clarity, like a really straight line, like a masculine way of manifesting. It's like it's done. You know, it's in the present." And then Bridget came. And
Saint
so,
Bridget.
yeah, Saint Bridget, and I'm feeling all that Celtic wisdom and knowledge coming in for you. Maybe linked, I don't know what, something about that. But it's like the heart, the passion, the burning in your heart of that inner fire. That's the word. And it's like the wisdom. They're showing me the owl, and it's like, what is it that you are intending and you want to put out in the world? And then we got one of the 13 fairies, which
Oh.
is Nylia, and it's the words, and they were saying one, I might be writing again, but the words putting things into motion. But they also said again, like the Artemis card of like, make sure that your words are impeccable. Make sure that you're only affirming that which you want, because you underestimating the power of your speech. That's what they're saying. So the thing that you want is already manifested. It's just you can't fully see it yet, or the hope and the doubt, a bit like me, of like, oh, could it really be this good? Could it really be that good? And I think that's the message for us both today, and I feel like in linked with that, whatever you're trying to manifest.
That was perfect.
I'm gonna channel for you after, but I want to hear what it is.
No, that's absolutely perfect. It's in relationship to my channeling, putting things out, do I send things out? Do I do this? Do I do that to help focus this?
Yeah.
And because being retired,
Yeah.
well, things changed. My physical stuff changed by
Yeah.
where I do my stuff. This used to be my school where I held circles and stuff, and that all changed. And now I don't have the focus anymore. I mean, I still have lots of clients and I channel, but I don't put anything else out in the world. And it's like, do I want to put that out? Do I want to work hard enough to put that out? It's those,
Yeah,
it's
I get
like
it.
Artemis is
So,
totally on. It's like, yes, do you have your focused intention? No.
no, and I know exactly what the break that you have on is because, like, actually, drawing a kind of parallel here, but it's the feminine energy. So we've been taught that doing the seminars, doing the teaching, da da da, it has to be cerebral, it has to be concise, it has to have a workbook, it has to have all the information from the mind. But actually, they're just saying gather with the heart. It can be very simple. It's one message sent out. Even maybe you may not even have to. I mean, you could say to someone else, could you just put out the information of this one date? This is the price. Come to my house. Whoever turns up. No bookings, no, just simple. Or an online thing. And it's like the vision. And that's why Artemis flipping. There's nothing to do. It's like there's nothing to prepare. There's nothing. I mean, obviously, just even before we started, you come in a bit early, you pick a few cards, whatever, but it's just you just channel and let things come through. And the whole point of it is you taking the place of the ego. So you have a tendency to put other people up on, because you want to see it too, but people on the pedestal. But actually, this is about your life work and you putting yourself in that position of people are going to gather and come and listen to the guides through me.
And that's what I
And
did. I
yeah,
had that,
okay,
you know, but then physical circumstances changed. And then I'm like, well, what do I do now?
so that's the other thing. So the physical things changing is your health. Is that what you mean?
No. The
Around you. Okay.
around me. So one, you know, when COVID hit, we
Yeah.
stopped doing the in-person gatherings.
Okay.
And then because Matthew and Anna Maria needed a place to live, we moved into my school and they live over down in the barn. And so
Okay.
now we're entrenched here, living here, and I don't prefer to have lots of energetic
Yeah, I get it. I
in my
get it.
home.
Do
So,
you want to get your house back?
I may, when they move out of the barn, I may have that be the gathering place.
Okay, because I'm hearing, is that your son and his partner or in son?
Yes,
Yeah.
son and wife with two kids.
Ah, okay.
They live down there.
So how would it feel if they were not there?
Well, I've loved having them there, so I would be sad.
Yeah.
But I could have more gatherings
Okay.
down there.
So this is all gonna take place above. You're not gonna have to
Yes.
say, oh, could you please move out? No.
No,
This,
no, no.
so that's what they're saying. That's what the vision is. And it can be easy. This is they keep saying that. I'm gonna channel, but I feel like what is it? They're showing me your solar plexus, and there's a bit of sense of being like gutted, like like exhausted. It's like I'm just fucking tired right now. It's like ugh, a bit that thing of like slowness of humanity sometimes, where you're like, oh, let's all channel the angels, and then you have people that are like, angels don't exist. And it's so annoying, it's so slow. But that's the so it's like there's a confidence issue, and it's about this is my truth, and I'm gonna push it to the extreme and play with it as much as I feel like. I'm not going to push a dogma on anyone. Anyone's welcome to come or not, obviously, but I'm not going to stop talking or expressing or holding back, and then others are going to follow. So, like, do you remember what we said about your son and my brother, Knox? So that's changed a lot here too. I didn't tell you, but his girlfriend, well, his the mum of Ivy, my niece, 2 weeks ago beat him up, like physically punched him in the face, and he'd got with a new girlfriend, and he told her, and we found out that they had slept together again, him and her, and she got mad, and it messed him up so much that he ended up now he's listening to tarot readings. He went to see this healer lady we all go to see. He's been like the other day, he came in the kitchen and he just gave me a hug spontaneously. I channeled a message from the green man because he asked me for a message. And I swear to God, I was like, fucking hell. Sorry, I keep swearing, but I need to. If he is changing, then oh, like he's like the most Cartesian, materialistic, like don't believe in it person. And he got so bashed up that he had to open up. And I think this is what I'm seeing all around me is like people are just having to do the work. There's no way out other. And I think you have been doing it for so many years. There's so much emotion around that. You got to take your place. You got to take you have to, if you're going to live for another 20, 30, 40 years, whatever, or 10 years or 5 years or whatever, we don't know. But the fact is, you're going to go out blazing, with the fire. It's like, and it can be easy.
Yeah.
It can be easy. You just say, I need an assistant. I need someone to do this. I need someone to do that. Da, 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 da. I just turn up. That's all I do.
Okay.
That's the vision they're talking about that you have not yet quite put into place because you're still operating in the way where it's like a bit, I imagine, the teacher mode, where it's like you're
Yes.
doing a lot of work that's no one seeing
Yeah.
to get there for the lessons for people that are not maybe that interested, and you're doing, obviously you get your holidays, but you're doing all this time extra, extra, extra prep, prep, prep,
I am.
yeah, and you don't have to do it anymore. That's the thing they're saying, like what they're saying to me is like we are pushing back into we are the planets as women, we're just this. We don't need to prove our worth by doing anymore. It's completely not it's not aligned. It's like we are just what we are by doing, the work has to be pleasurable. It has to come naturally. Obviously, there'll be moments where you have to push a bit, but it will be coming from a place of, I need to get this done now. But it's not coming from, I need to prove my worth. And that's the solar plexus. It's like, and so there's two things. There's proving worth, and then there's conditioning ourselves into an old paradigm, patriarchal system that we do not, on n'adhère pas. It's not even what we don't even live that. We don't even choose that. We don't even believe it. We
Yeah.
don't, the whole politician, whatever, we don't care. We're just like, that's just not even our world. We don't belong there. We never have. So
No,
it's
never.
like, no, we don't care. We really don't care. It's like, just get on with it. We don't care. Like, just, we want peace in the world, but we know it's not by being annoyed with you guys that anything's going to change. So it's like, okay, coming back. And there's something. Wait, let's go in. Let's see, yeah, because I feel Jesus is coming forward. And oh, there's another energy, but I don't know what it is yet. It's nature spirits and animal spirits around you. And the water again, that well, the one you near your house. We want to speak. We are here to speak. We want to raise our voices and be able to be heard through your voice. This is what you love to do. This is what you love to teach. And many will come and gather around to hear the message of the spirit of the animals and the plants and the forest and the springs, as well as all the beautiful religious guides that are coming in with their divine light, healing the planet with these words, specially picked out like a seasonal, they're showing me like the kind of altar of a season, a bit like in Steiner education where it's like the cornucopia of
Oh, yeah.
And it's like a seasonal thing. So it's like, come to Janilyn's for this beautiful transmission of the Easter season or the solstice or and letting wait, I'll go back in. And we want to express ourselves too. Who will give us the opportunity to do that if you are not around anymore? You talk to us daily, so please let us talk back to you all and share our wisdom because this is how the planet is going to evolve. We are all the nature spirits that surround you, as well as the animal spirits and the element spirits. So please let this energy be seen and heard and take your crown, put it back on, your body or the circumstances or the things that have happened were all essential for the time being, and now things are realigning back into this divine wisdom and truth. We see that for both of you, you have a feeling of it's too good to be true, but this is exactly why you need to keep on affirming that it is already done. We see this beautiful arch as if you have to walk through this archway, this portal into the new dimension, opening up your space for those who wish to come and heal. And all those who are not on that frequency will not be able to enter through that archway. It is over the time of the one perturbating, perturbator, reptilian energy or parasitic person. That's over now. It's over. It's done. Now it's time for the integration of the light and the opening of the crowns and the grounding all this beautiful energy, cosmic and galactic energy into the earth. Do you have any questions for us?
Oh my gosh, that was absolutely beautiful. Thank you. And I feel it. That
They're
was
all around
beautiful.
you. It's so
That was
amazing.
just beautiful.
Wow, you have
They
all the
are.
spirits, all the animals, like even ones that are deceased, but also the ones living. And there's just like, they're all like this kind of, like different frequencies, like all these different energies, and they all want to come and be given an opportunity to speak. It may be in a book, may be out loud. I definitely see a gathering, and the intent is who you are. It's like, we're here to have fun, and we're here to bless and honor what is sacred. And that's it. We're not here to heal necessarily. We're not here to learn necessarily. We're not here to change anything. It's just being in the sacred energy. It's like, and allowing these voices that will not be heard without us to be heard. That's what they're saying. And that's why I saw the Celtic energy in the owl and the fly. There's a little fly on it. And
Oh, there is. I see it. Oh, nice.
you
Oh,
can't really see, but it's
my.
in
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
there.
I just love your card.
Oh, thanks. It's so fun. I'm making the other ones now, and I'm doing the tarot. So every week I draw a new tarot card, and I was just like, that's so fun. It's so fun. But yeah, so basically, all the beliefs you have around what is possible need to be completely erased, and you need to start visualizing how the perfect situation would be for you in how this will come together. And I know you have that image already. You've had it many times, and it's just not been the right time,
Do.
like for me with my love life. It just hasn't been the right time yet.
But it might be now.
But it is now, maybe. We hope, but we'll still keep fighting for it. Xena warriors.
I know.
So yeah, like that's the thing. It's like, if we don't believe it, then it will not be possible. So we have to believe it first. And if we can think it, if we can visualize it, it is already done. And that's the only difference with, everything you look at in your house. You've probably had this a million times, but that was a concept in the head once, in someone's head, and now it's real. And that's all we have to do. It's like, what's the concept? And I'm going to drive towards it.
That was beautiful. That was, I so needed this. This was
Yeah,
wonderful.
me too. I so needed to be this. I was so happy when I got your email, because I was like, oh yes,
Okay.
I'm my
Well,
friend.
this was perfect. I am going back. I'm coming to France
Yes, come and see me for my
for,
wedding.
okay, well, I will. If you do that, I will fly over and
Okay.
come.
I am doing it. I don't know with who yet, but I'm doing it.
So, no, I'm coming May 18th to walk
Oh,
part of the GR65 with my two sons.
Oh, well, where's that? Where's the
So that will be, we're going to go from Saint-Chey, we're going to walk to Saint-Chély-d'Aubrac. We'll be in Le Puy-en-Velay. We only have 4 days to walk, and then we have to fly home. So I will send you our itinerary, but
Please.
I think it's far for you, but
Maybe.
if you can, well, I'll send you my itinerary.
Okay, what's the dates you say?
It's May 18th through May 27th.
Okay.
So we
Okay.
fly to Paris, take a long train. We're in Le Puy for 2 nights, and then I've had this vision for many years too, that to walk with my two sons.
Wow, that's so nice.
I
Wait,
know. And
oh, it's so fun if I could
their
come in.
wives are letting them, you know, they're gonna be single parents, and
Yeah.
Richard's staying home to help Anna Maria take care of the two kids
Oh,
here.
that's so nice. Is le prix en
En
Velay?
Velay, exactement.
Okay, let's see how far that is.
And then we'll finish in Conques.
Oh, how do you write that?
Conques.
C-O-N-Q-U-A-S.
Conques.
C-O-N-Q-U-A-S.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, Puy-en-Velay is, yeah, it's a 4 hour drive from me.
I know, and probably Conques is probably a 3 hour
Oh
drive.
yeah, okay, let's look up that. Cause it'd be so fun if I could see you just like
I
for a
would.
meal, we could have supper or
It would
something.
be awesome.
Oh,
And you can.
Conk is not that far. It's two hours and 26 minutes. That's doable.
It is doable.
Ha
And then the next day we take a taxi to Figeac, and then we're on a train back to Paris.
ha. Okay,
But we will only be in Figeac pour 1 heure.
okay, but if have you already booked the taxi? Because if not, I could. Well, I could borrow Yannick's car, maybe.
I booked it. I already booked it.
Okay. Americans, you're so organized.
Oh, I'm very organized
I
with
love that.
all of this. I'm because you know I was a teacher for
I
years, and
know,
so
I
I'm
know, I
very
know. I
much
need that
with
energy. What's your birthday again? Because you're Virgo, aren't you? Is it
9/11.
9/11? Oh yeah,
Yeah,
9/11. Okay, I just have to write it down.
I'm
Oh, you were. Yeah,
Virgo.
you came in, you were like, here I
And you sounded like you had a southern accent then.
yeah, here
Here
I am. I
I
can do, that's the only American accent I can do is southern, you know. How
It's
are you?
beautiful. I would love to see you, but we'll
Okay.
see. But
That sounds so
mais tu
fun.
sais, le pétrole est assez cher en ce
Oui,
moment.
c'est vrai, c'est vrai. Mais si je peux emprunter la voiture de Yannick qui est super confortable, ce serait trop facile en fait. Donc s'il veut bien, mais je vais voir. Mais si.
Ouais, je t'enverrai le schedule, l'itinéraire, d'accord? Je t'enverrai.
Send it to me and I'll see, but it'd be so fun. And do when you're at Conques, what's the day? That's the 26th then.
No, at Conques, we're there on the 20, le 24, right? Okay,
Okay.
27, hold on.
No, just
20.
send me the itinerary and then I'll look
I
into
will.
it. Yeah, I don't want to waste your time. And then we'll see. But maybe I could
But
convince.
tu sais, je reviens en France
Yeah.
souvent, si je peux.
If it
Donc,
doesn't work
je
out, then.
cherche toujours les billets d'avion qui ne sont pas trop chers,
Ah, c'est bien.
you know? And
Yeah.
so, anyway, but I need to come see you.
You have to, and it's so nice here as well. You'd have to see where we live because it's so, there's the Madeleine, there's loads of places that you could see that you'd like,
That I would love,
Right,
yeah, the
yeah.
Madeleine. So where are, what's the name of your little city? It says
Les Aisies, so it's LESEY. It's two words, so LES, les, and then
okay.
it's EYZIES.
Oh,
Les Aisies. It's very famous
yes, it is.
the prehistoric sightings here. So
Yes.
there's Fond du Gomme, which is a very famous cave that you can still see, and it's next to the Lascaux caves, you know? Yes.
Because, yeah, Richard and I will be coming back next spring, and we may walk the La Vallée du Soleil, and that's a little bit closer, it'd be to Cahors.
Okay.
We could come see you
Yeah.
too.
Or maybe I could walk like a couple of days with you. I would love that.
That would be great. It's lovely. Would you
Yeah.
you'll
That's
love
good.
Char. Oh gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
Char.
Sounds
Says
good.
Major. And we also talked on the phone a lot before, when we were attracted to each other.
You
And
did.
it's a good way to really
That's
get
funny.
to know.
Yeah, it's weird. It takes away the kind of, you know.
It does. But once I kissed him,
You kissed him.
all, well, he kissed me. He asked permission to kiss
Oh,
me.
good.
All the walls came down.
Okay.
So, attention, au bisou.
I'm gonna be like in total like nah mode tomorrow, but we'll see.
Oh, but once it's there's a floodgate.
Okay. I'm so excited. Yeah,
Oh,
exactly. Oh, and he's been making fan of me because he's like, oh, tu rougis à chaque fois que tu me
oui,
vois, la la la. And he's saying, moi aussi je rougis, mais ça se voit pas avec ma couleur de peau.
okay, il faut aller, bon. Oh, I loved this.
Yeah, me too. So in 2 weeks, do you want to do it again? If you're
In 2 weeks,
around, or maybe
je
you're
serai,
not.
non, je serai en
Don't
France.
be in France. Okay, so in 2 weeks, we'll channel on top of a mountain together somewhere.
I will. I'll send you an email
Okay,
de
yes,
la
send me an
France.
email. Love you
Okay.
so much.
I
Love to
love
Richard.
it
Happy
too.
birthday from us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for this.
And yeah, the let. All those voices be heard because, like, I see the horses and the animals and the spirits and that tree and that place I like and this place, da da da. They all have things to say.
And you have no idea. We live on 22 acres. We have a lot.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
A lot.
Amazing. Okay, so
Okay.
that's why I it's that's what people will come and see, you know? Okay, lovey. Lots of love. I thank
Love
all
you
the
too.
guides. I ask that all the cords be cut across all time, space, dimension, and reality. Archangel Michael, thank you, thank you, thank
Thank
you.
you,
And I
Angel. So
ask
be
that
it.
all our dreams come true because why not?
Why not? I
Love
just love
you.
you so
I
much.
love
Thank
you so much. I love you. You're my sister. I love you. So just please, just go big. Please, for me.
okay, you too.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes tomorrow.
I will. I will.
I love
Pray,
you.
pray for me, please.
I will. I
Okay.
will.
Oh,
I
thank
will.
you. Oh, thank you. Love you so much. Take care.
Thank you. You
Bye.
too. Bye, Kasia.
Bye. Love you. Bye. Oh, it's the wrong button. There we go.